if a missionary is home because their mission was shortened or postponed due to the COVID-19, we at the Census Bureau want to make sure that those missionaries returning to the U.S. are counted in the right way. So we encourage everyone that is either a missionary or a family member of a missionary to make sure that they complete the 2020 census.
Coralie Semez is a media specialist for the United States Census Bureau. She says that collecting census data for missionaries has not changed, and April 1st should still be used as the reference date when reporting one's location to the Census Bureau.
So there is no change or difference in how we count missionaries. The rule is still the same. Our goal is to get a complete and accurate count of everybody living in the United States and its five territories. April 1st is census day. So for missionaries, if they were sleeping and living most of the time here in the United States, they have to be counted where they were living and sleeping most of the time as of April 1st.
For missionaries who are in the country on a visa, it is also important they be counted.
If they are living here, then they have to be counted. We don't use their citizenship status or visa status for the purposes of counting people in the census.
Missionaries that are still abroad are not included in the 2020 census.
So let's say that maybe we had a missionary from Utah that was living in Guam by April 1st. He should be counted in Guam, not in Utah.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.